Hello, God bless you, all of you, dearest brethren. Welcome to the live radio program at Radio Blast. I'm Dora, and I'll translate a message from Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph greets everybody, says, "Hi, how are you?" Angela says, "Well, we are ready. We are ready for a beautiful, beautiful day with the Lord." And we would like to share with you, dear brethren, today a very interesting and special message about the earth being flat or round. Many brethren wrote to us this week about it. And I know that you, Joseph, you will give a message about it. So we are going to go today to a special message about the earth. How is the earth? Flat, round, how is it? We're going to see the scriptures first. I thank to all the brethren who wrote to us about it. And they are explaining to us this problem, that there is around this theory of the flat earth. I would like to talk now to the people who promote this theory. So basically, if you keep walking, you're going to fall down, right? You keep walking, let's say, theoretically, over the whole earth, and then you're just going to fall off. You know, so many people fell off. Through the centuries, people fell off the earth because it's flat, right? But somehow nobody fell off. So Angela is saying, "I'm going to represent the people who say this theory that the earth is flat." And you, Joseph, is going to have to answer me about it. So Angela saying, Antonio writes to us and he says, "Angela, make Brother Joseph, whom I admire a lot, have him see all the scriptures I'm sending him. In the King James Version of the Bible, it shows clearly that the earth is flat and stationary, and there are 75 verses that describe this." It's funny, I never saw these scriptures, says Joseph. Antonio continues, "The truth about the earth being flat is very important to understand so we can understand all the lies they've been giving us. Glory to Christ. Greetings, Antonio." Can we read the scripture so we can see if the Bible really says this, that the earth is flat? Angela asked. Joseph says, "I've been reading the Bible for 40 years, even more. And it's not clear at all that it's flat. It doesn't say that." Angela's saying, "Let's read some of the scriptures that Antonio sent us. We cannot read all 75, but let's read what he uses to show that the earth is flat." Some of the scriptures he sent has nothing to do with anything, okay? And you wonder how come they use the scriptures. But some of them, it does look like it could be interpreted that it's flat. So let's read some of them. So I want to read to you a scripture of the people with a flat earth theory. Matthew 4:8. "Again, the devil taketh him up into a exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them." Matthew 4:8. So they're saying with the scripture that you, if you go on the highest mountain, they say like this. They say that the earth for sure is flat because for you to go up on the highest mountain and to see all the kingdoms of the world, the earth therefore has to be flat because otherwise you couldn't see all the kingdoms of the world, right? So they're saying since he went on a high mountain, he could see all the earth. And only like that, he could see the kingdoms of the world. Therefore, it is flat. Joseph is saying, it's not very true what he's saying, this guy. You know what? You can go on Everest, but you will not see all the kingdoms of the world. Maybe, yes. If it would be flat, you could see it with a good binoculars. But it's not true. You can climb on the Everest and you will not see all the kingdoms. If you go up on Everest, you will not be able to see all the kingdoms, okay? Joseph is saying that this was a spiritual encounter, okay? He saw them in the spirit. Because if you go on Everest and you put the second Everest and the third Everest one on top of each other, you still cannot see all the kingdoms of the world, okay? You will not see them. You can have a huge binocular with you, but you will not see all the kingdoms of the world because they are on the underside, because the earth is round. Okay? Who went on Everest and saw all the kingdoms? Nobody. Nobody. So he's speaking in the spirit here, that Jesus saw them in the spirit. Angela saying, they are saying, these guys with these theories, they are saying that Jesus didn't talk in the spirit here, and therefore it is flat. But you know what? Nobody. Joseph is saying, nobody. Nobody saw all the kingdoms of the earth, whatever they climbed. Yeah, but they say, but Jesus saw it. Well, he saw it, but in the spirit, okay? Not in the flesh, not in reality, let's say, earthly reality. Even if you go on the biggest mountain, you cannot see, even with the binoculars, all the kingdoms, Africa, South America, North America, Europe, so on. Because you cannot see them because the earth is round, okay? And this earth being flat theory, it is false, okay? I'm just saying, let's say that the earth is flat and Jesus saw all the kingdoms, then also we, theoretically, we could go on Everest and we could see the same thing like Jesus did. But we can't. We can't. So clearly the earth is not flat. Let's continue to the next. Another scripture that they are using, these guys with this theory. Revelation 7:1. And after these things, this is another scripture that they are using, okay? To show that the earth is flat. Revelation 7:1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Revelation 7:1. The four winds, some translations say the four angles, okay? So he's trying to demonstrate that the earth has four angles, so if it would be a circle, it wouldn't have angles, okay? It wouldn't have angles, that's why it's flat, because the circle doesn't have angles. This is a bad interpretation. It's not true. Let's read Revelation 12:2-3. It says, a great red dragon appeared, okay? A great red dragon appeared, says Revelation 12. So people read this and say, oh, let's go look for the red dragon around the earth. It exists. Revelation 13, then it talks about a beast with seven heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns on the horns. So therefore, there must be around on the earth a beast with 7 heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns on the heads. This doesn't exist, physically speaking, okay? So they are trying to interpret literally what in the Bible is symbolical. Symbolical. The great red dragon is symbolic. The beast with 7 heads is symbolic. There doesn't exist a beast with 7 heads. It's just a symbol, right? Because also verse 7, Revelation 13:7, it says, and he was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. This is the tribulation. So a beast will come, a beast that will be spiritually a beast, but somebody that will be in the flesh who will tribulate the saints. But in the spirit, he's a beast. So if this symbolism, I'm just saying, but this symbolism of the great red dragon and the beast, what does it have to do with the angles, the four winds, the four angles of the earth? Well, it has to do that in Revelation 7:1, when it says the four winds of the earth or the four angles, it's talking symbolically, okay? It's talking symbolically, not literally that the earth has four angles. It's a way of talking symbolically, okay? You know, just like we say, I'm dead tired. Does that mean we are dead? No. It's a symbolic way of talking. The devil is trying to take what's literal, make it symbolic, and what's symbolic to make it literal, just to confuse people. The devil does this to deceive people. Let's not be deceived, okay? Let's have the Holy Spirit to understand what's symbolical and what's literal. I'll explain to you something. 27 centuries ago, I made a calculation. 27 centuries ago, before Galileo and before Copernico, okay, sorry, 22 centuries before Galileo and Copernicus, God, in 700 before Christ, prophesied to us the form of the earth. 27 centuries ago, God already told us. Okay, 27 centuries ago, before Galileo and Copernicus, God already told us how the earth is, what's the shape of the earth. Let's look at this. Let's look at this proof that the Bible is ahead of everybody and tells us the truth. Isaiah prophesied something. Isaiah 40, verse 22. Look what it says. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Upon what? Upon the circle of the earth. It doesn't say on the angle. On the angle, because, but he needs to have a pillow because it hurts his sitting. No, it says upon the circle. It doesn't say on the flatness of the earth. It doesn't say on the angle of the earth. No, it says on the circle of the earth. Isaiah 40, 22. 700 before Christ. 700 before Christ, Isaiah said this. Dear brethren who believe in this theory, be careful. Look what Isaiah says. He, God, sits upon the circle of the earth. Galileo, Copernico, and others who discovered that the earth is round, they were not even born. They were not even born. And God said it before they were even born. So Isaiah 40, 22, it's very clear. God sits upon the circle of the earth. Circle. It's round. The earth is round. This scripture is enough to just wipe away every garbage about this theory. Angela is saying, but if the earth is flat, like they say, if they say that the earth is flat, so where are the angles? Angela's saying, well, the angles are nowhere. It's just in their theory. Let's read 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16. Read all 1 Corinthians 2 from 6 to 16, but we'll read only 14 through 16. But a natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You know what? These guys who believe in this theory, they are reading a book which they don't understand because they don't have the Holy Spirit. One who doesn't have the Holy Spirit can never understand the Bible. Just like the Jehovah Witnesses. The Jehovah Witnesses say things that you can see that they don't understand. Just like, for example, they don't want blood transfusions. They take things literally, which now with Jesus are not literal anymore. How can they understand a book which is not written for them? The Bible is written for the sons of God, okay? And the sons of God are the ones who can understand it only if they have the Holy Spirit. The spiritual man judges all things. Verse 14, it says he cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned. Okay? I give you another scripture that they use, Angela says. Daniel 4:11. It talks about a tree. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. This is a scripture which they use to say that the earth has extremities, the ends, basically, and that is flat. So here is a tree that you can see it, the side thereof to the end of the earth. And the height thereof reached unto heaven. Look at this scripture, read it well. So look at that. If there is a scripture that you can see it from all the ends of the earth, if there is a tree that you can see from all the ends of the earth, but then this tree needs to also reach heaven, right? It says here, it reached heaven, and you can also see it from the end of the earth. Brethren, can you see that it's symbolical? Can you see it's symbolical? Boy, did there ever exist a tree that reached the heavens? It says the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the side thereof to the end of the earth. Daniel 4:19, Angela says it's a dream. Okay? You need the Holy Spirit to understand the scriptures, okay? The people who believe in the earth being flat, they don't understand well the Bible, because only if you have the Holy Spirit and you obey the Bible, you are a doer of the word, that's when you will understand the word. Instead of preaching these things, they should go around evangelizing. They should go evangelizing. Let's read Daniel 4:21-22. Verse 22, Daniel 4:22, it says, "It is you, O king, that are grown and become strong." So this tree was the king. It was all a symbolism. It was a symbolism, and it was all a parable. Read Daniel 4:22 about the tree. The tree being the king. Okay, I read you one more scripture that they say. Proverbs 8:27. They use this scripture. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. And when he set a compass upon the face of the depth, I was there. So they say there is a compass. First, you know, this scripture can mean that a compass, that means a compass is about, that means is a circle. You can't even interpret this scripture that the earth is flat. You have, this scripture doesn't really show that the earth is flat. If you want to really understand it, I mean, it looks almost that this scripture shows that it's a circle compassing about. I have to be careful. We have to be careful how we interpret the Bible. Proverbs 8:27, if you look at the word compass, also in other translations and in Hebrew, it says circle. He set a circle upon the face of the depth. Proverbs 8:27. Let's read 1 Samuel 2:8. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them upon princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. So they're using this scripture. They're using scripture to say that the earth is standing on pillars. And the pillars stand on what? Joseph is asking. If you use this scripture, then put yourself the next question. The pillars of the earth are standing on what? I want to read you one more scripture, Angela says, from Roberta, about the same subject. Roberta writes to us and he says, when he talks about the creation, he's talking about the waters on top and the waters underneath. I want to tell you that Roberto says, I want to tell you not to undervalue, Brother Joseph, this alternative science, okay? A sphere cannot have one dimension, but it has infinite dimensions. And first of all, it doesn't have something upper and something down. So basically, it has to be flat. Because if you put the waters up and it puts the waters down, that means the earth is flat, Roberto is saying. And then he blesses us. He says, God bless you, dear ones. Genesis 1:6. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. So on top, it was the vapors. It was the vapors, just like the clouds today. It was a kind of a greenhouse effect on top of the earth before the flood. And that was covering the earth. God was covering like this the earth. And there were the waters on top and the waters underneath. On top, all this vapor is water, right? And then the waters underneath are the oceans and everything else. God put this vapor all around the earth like a filter. But then it rained. It rained during the flood. God was protecting the earth with this water all around the planet before the flood. But then the flood came as a punishment, and all this protection which God put around it was gone. And therefore, now we have all these problems of the sun, of the violet rays, I mean skin cancers, and all these problems. I mean, that's why, as the Bible shows, that the people before the flood, like Noah, they were living 10 times more than we today. The sun is destroying us today. Before, God put this huge cloud around the earth and was protecting the man. So God made this special protection, this vapor, this cloud around it. And then the flood came and it rained during Noah's times. Read in Genesis 6 this, and then Genesis 10, all the earth was divided in the days of Peleg. God divided the earth in Genesis 10, in Peleg days. Peleg means division. He divided the earth. So when the Bible says, I'm going to tell this with love to all of you who believe in this theory. When the Bible says the waters on top and the waters underneath, the waters on top is God's protection of the vapor and of the clouds that were circling the earth. It was God's protection. If the earth would be flat, then how come all the other planets are round? Why only the earth is flat? Why Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus and Mercury are all round? Why only the earth is flat? I want to tell you that the Bible remains the only truth. Everything else is just deceits, internet deceits. Internet deceits, everything else. How are all the planets round? All of them are round. Buy a telescope and watch. All the planets are round. Why should the Earth be the only planet which is flat and all the rest round? It has no sense. Praise the Lord. Look, I want to tell you that I went on the internet, I searched encyclopedia on the internet, and you can do it yourself, do some searches. I clicked the word global circumnavigation.
Cioè, se tu praticamente andassi
if you
in moto,
would go on a bicycle, if you go with a bicycle, there are people who went around the world in a bicycle, or with with anything, you would be falling down, right? You arrive at the ocean and then you fall off. From the 16th century, it shows on the net. Encyclopedia gave me this. From the 16th century already, there were people who went this global circumnavigation tour all around the world. I will read to you. 18 people led by Juan Sebastiano Elanco of Ferdinand Magellan Castian in a Spanish expedition, 5 ships and 270 men. In the 16th century, they went around the world. From Spain, they went to Victoria. After Magellan was killed by the natives in the Philippines in 1521, the circumnavigation was completed under the command of the Basque Spanish seafarer Juan Sebastian Elcano, who returned to Sanlúcar de Barrameda, Spain, on 6th of September 1522, after a journey of 3 years and 1 month. These men were the first to circumnavigate the globe in a single expedition. So they went they went all over the globe in an expedition, and they didn't fall off. And I want to tell you, keep searching the internet and you will see more circumnavigations. They went with aircrafts, and they went with a plane, and hundreds and hundreds of people did this circumnavigations. There were aerial circumnavigations, there were spaceship circumnavigation, and all these hundreds of people, what do you think, they all made a plot? They made a plot to give us this lie that the Earth was actually flat, but now they're lying and they're telling to us that it's round. They made a plot, a conspiracy? All of them? No. They couldn't have made such a conspiracy. All the airports of the world, communists and capitalists, you know, the capitalists and the communists, they love each other, right? So they are all in one unison. Also the Muslim airports, they are all in unison to agree together to lie to us that the Earth is flat, okay? Excuse me. They all agree together to lie to us that the Earth is round, because the Earth is actually flat, but they're lying to us. They're telling us it's round. After all their circumnavigation, they are lying to us that the Earth is round. It is not true. They couldn't have made this conspiracy, all of them together, explain to us that the Earth is round, because it's simply the truth. The Earth is round. United States Army Air Service, 1924, first aerial circumnavigation, 175 days covering 44,360 kilometers, and so on and so on and so on. 1929, Graf Zeppelin, he also did it. Then 1931, 1949, the United States Air Force B-50 Super Fortress Lucky Lady 2 made the first non-stop aerial circumnavigation in 94 hours and 1 minute. 94 hours and 1 minute. They went around the world. Four inner refuelings were required for the flight, which covered 37,743 kilometers. Geraldine Mock, 1964, the first woman to complete a solo aerial circumnavigation. Don Taylor, 1976, the first general aviation circumnavigation by home-built aircraft, and so on and so on. December 23, 1986, the experimental airplane Voyager, piloted by Dick Rutan and Gina Eger, completed the first non-stop circumnavigation around the world flight without refueling. It landed safely at Edwards Air Force Base in California in 9 days, 3 minutes and 44 seconds. All these guys, of course, they conspired and they lied to us to say that the Earth is round. So all of them made a conspiracy. 12 April 1961, Yuri Gagarin made the first human flight in space and complete the first orbit of the Earth in Vostok in 108 minutes. Second and third orbital circumnavigation.
German Titov, 17 orbite, non lo so, americano russo. Ah no, Unione Sovietica russo.
This guy was German Titov. He also went around. Then John Glenn in Friendship 7. Three orbits in 5 hours for the U.S. first American orbital flight. I'll tell you the last. Sally K. Wright, 18 to 24 June 1983, the first American woman to circumnavigate the Earth in orbit. She was 32 years old. Angela, I think we will stop here. Yes, we will stop here. I respect everybody. I respect everybody, it's not a problem, but please look at the scriptures and understand. I want to tell you also about Eratosthenes, who lived in 4th century before Christ. He was the first one to sustain that the earth is round. Before him, everybody thought that the earth was flat, okay? Eratosthenes was the first one to say that it is round. And you know how he realized it? How did he realize it? How come he came up with this thing that the earth is round? Well, simply, he observed something. And what did he observe? Eratosthenes observed that during an eclipse, the Earth's shade was projected on the moon. And how was this shade? It was perfectly spherical, perfectly round. On the Earth, during an eclipse, he could see that the shade of the Earth was perfectly round. During an eclipse, he noticed this. On the background of the moon, he saw the shade of the Earth round. So he took something and he saw the shade of it and he saw that the shade showed the truth of that object, right? So for him it was very clear that the earth is round. The earth is round. It's true. It's amazing. 4 centuries before Christ, Eratosthenes saw this. The earth shades on the moon, and it was round. I will close here this subject. I love you, all of you. God bless you. I hope the message was clear. It's very important to have the Holy Spirit to be able to understand the Bible. Very, very important. The Bible is written in parables. So only those who know the codes to understand the parables will understand it. What's the code? Love God, receive Him, receive Jesus, and then you need the Holy Spirit to understand. You, dear friends who believe in this theory, you are losing time. And you make people who you make also people listen to you lose their time. You are making people lose their time on theories which are not real. You are intelligent people. Why don't you go on your knees? Why don't you go on your knees and say, Jesus, if you are the truth, show me. Give me the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit will guide you to understand the difference. The Holy Spirit will help you understand the difference when in the Bible is something symbolical, the red dragon, for example. And when it says these things in the Bible that are symbolical. Or when it says that the earth is based on four pillars. No. Get on your knees and you will understand the scriptures. Matthew 13:10. The disciples came unto him and said, "Why do you speak unto them in parables?" These guys don't understand when you speak clearly, why do you speak to them in parables? Verse 11, he answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Matthew 13:11. "Because unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." So God is a racist? Yeah, but in a good sense. He has two races, who understands and who is better he doesn't understand. Who? The tares, the devil, is better they don't understand. Those Nazis and communists, those who belong to the devil, is better they don't understand the truth. And the new world order. And all the people who are not on God's side, to use given to them is not given. God shows the mysteries of the kingdom to those who deserve, those who open their hearts. To those who open their hearts, God shows the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Jesus, if you receive him. If you receive Jesus, you'll understand. It's just like you. If you want to come in my house, I need to give you the key to come in my house. The key is Jesus. You don't accept him, then you will not understand it. Oh, but I have a Bible. Yeah, you can buy a Bible for $50, but you will not understand it without the Holy Spirit. Verse 13. Matthew 13:13. Therefore I speak unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Why does this happen? Let's read verse 15. The key is your heart. You need to open your heart to be able to see and understand. You need the Holy Spirit. God will use you if you open your heart. Verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross. So why does Jesus speak them in parables? Because their heart is waxed gross. And because they close their heart and is hardened, then they don't understand. This is the reason. This is the reason why they don't understand. You know, I think the devil on purpose wanted to challenge God with this theory. The devil wanted to challenge the devil with this theory. You know, the devil is telling God, I can deceive even your servants, the Christians, with this nonsense, with an illogical theory that the earth is flat. The devil is deceiving half of the internet with this silliness. God is allowing it to show, God is allowing it to show who his true children are and who understand the truth. It's terrible to want to disapprove the Bible. Oh, with its own scriptures, you're going to disapprove the truth. You know what? Let's go preach the gospel, brethren. The message is not the earth flat or round. The message is go preach the gospel to every creature. You know what? Don't worry about this devil's challenge with these false theories. Go and preach the gospel. The people want to know how to get out of this hell and go to heaven. That's what the people need. They don't need to know theories. They need to know the truth of the salvation of Christ. Amen. What's most important is to preach the gospel. Amen. Dear brethren, who believe in this theory, come to Jesus. Come to know the Lord, and he will show you the truth. Come to Jesus. Repent. Repent. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus and tell him, Jesus, show me. Show me supernaturally the truth. Dear Jesus, if the earth is flat, Will this help your kingdom? And the answer is no. Well, that means that I'm wasting time in these theories. 2 Timothy 2. They are fairy tales. In the last days, people will hear fairy tales. 2 Timothy 4. And they will heap unto themselves teachers to tickle their ears. Dear brethren, I love you, but you are on the wrong path. I tell you with much love. The Lord will not bless you. What will you do in front of a cancer, of a divorce, in front of an abortion, in front of something difficult in your life? How will this theory gonna help you? Let's not waste time. Let's go to Christ. Let's go to the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, help us. May God give us wisdom and discernment to understand His word. Amen. We keep you in our prayers, in our hearts, and if any of you wants to help support our work, you can do so by donating through PayPal on the homepage of the radio. And we thank you for your help. Like this, we can continue with the ministry. We hug you, we love you, we hear you soon again.